Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anime, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Today we're happy to have with us Willie Bailey. Welcome, Willie.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, Willie.
Thank you for having me on.
We're going to get started with our first question for you. When and where did you get saved, and what brought you to the decision of receiving Jesus?
The time that I come to the Lord was in the fall. It was in September in 1990. It was in Michigan at a wee church I had went to that my wife Jean at the time, who was single, and her brother Ike and her mom and her aunt and uncle Isaac King and Aunt Mary Jean all went to, and I was over visiting. Mm-hmm. It was on a weekend, and I went to the church, and I listened to the message, and it was very uplifting, and the time come for the altar call. And truthfully, it was a bad time in my life. I was in the midst of a divorce, and the altar call was called, and I got up and walked out of the church. And with that, Jean's brother, Ike, come out and said, you know, that's an altar call. That's when they usually accept the Lord. And to be truthful with you, I was kind of new to going to church, hearing about the Lord, all this kind of stuff, because not taking it away, in Canada where I grew up, there wasn't a lot of church going, and so I didn't know a whole lot about it. Mm-hmm. I just figured it was a time people was praying, and to be truthful with you, I felt uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But when I went outside, I felt something pulling me back in. It was a bad time in my life, and truthfully, I guess it was the Lord pulling at my heartstrings. I went back in. I went up to the pastor of the church. I think his name was Pastor Ramey, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember it being the greatest feeling in my life, aside from my children or my grandson being born, because I remember just praying with the man and breaking down inside and on the outside crying. And it felt like every worry and every pressure I had just disappeared immediately. And it was so wonderful. And since I've been a Christian, which is over 30 years now, I've been chasing after that same feeling, you know, wanting, because I can only imagine what it would be someday meeting the Lord.
Do you have any standout moments in your walk that you'd like to share, you know, or any kind of move that impacted you during your walk with the Lord?
With my walk with the Lord, the only standout moment I can say is I look at myself, where I might have been to where I am right now. Like I said, I was in my early 20s at the time, and my life was going one way, and God has directed me in another. So the impacting part is I'm just happy that I found Jesus and He found me, and it's a better place than where I was heading.
Absolutely, absolutely. What do you think the Lord has laid in your heart as far as service for Him, getting into some kind of services for Him?
Since I've come into the Lord's service, I'll call it, I've really enjoyed evangelizing. I've been blessed at different places. Like when I was in the East Coast in Baltimore, I used to go with the boys at the church there to the Inner Harbor. We'd go to homeless shelters, stuff like that. Uh-huh. And evangelizing was very easy. When I say easy, it was something that I think God, that was one of my gifts, because I could easily walk up to people and just start a conversation with them.
That's good.
And then turn it into a conversation about God and their salvation. What I would like to do also is I have a heart for, I guess it would be ministry in the sense of counseling. I mean, today there seems to be a lot of, we'll say, baby Christians, or even Christians that's mature by name of Christian, but they haven't really dove into the deep part that's having problems that we all have. And my heart goes out to them that sometimes the answer can be right in front of you, and you need someone to just say, hey, did you look at this this way? Or maybe, you know, humble yourself this way. Or maybe if you didn't say this, or you didn't act this way, you know, kind of counseling. Mm-hmm. A lot of marriages is something the enemy attacks a lot, mm-hmm. and it breaks marriages up. I believe in my heart that when God puts two people together, they're meant to be together, or stay together. Not everybody is, like I said, a statistic of divorce myself. But I look back on that, and I see where today a lot of things that I did or said was wrong. And you can use that for younger couples that's married, that's having problems, instead of just giving up at the first sign of trouble.
Right.
So something like that, I believe, is like a spiritual warfare, which mm-hmm. is basically mentoring, or, you know, counseling.
That's good. That's good, Willie. That is, that's good. Who's been some major influences in your walk with Jesus?
You know, me and Jean was talking about that this morning, and all my life that I can remember back, one of the first people that become an influence, because just seeing that their personality, was Jean's Aunt Mary Jean King. I remember being a kid living in Detroit when I was 7, 8 years old, mm-hmm. and she was a Christian then, and the way she would present herself and talk about the Lord, and yes. she had a peace about her. Then I got blessed also with my mother-in-law, Elvira. She has been a major, major influence also. Not that she's walking on water or anything like that, but she taught me, watching her example, forgiveness, humbleness.
That's good.
Love. Me and Jean got married. She treated me, I mean, exactly the same as her own son and daughter.
Right.
And there was times before we got married that I knowed her, and she was, like I said, another influence on me. So they would be my two biggest. Later on, I met another woman, Brenda Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. The woman, Brenda mm-hmm. Jeffrey, could read a recipe of a cake mix and make it sound like a sermon. She's so spirit-filled. Yeah. So I would say they would be the three largest influences. And the reason is just peace, humbleness, kindness, and love. Example. That's what they showed me, and that was the example I get from Jesus. Yes. Example.
That's what does the Bible say in Corinthians? Love never fails. Amen?
Amen.
Just talking about it's one thing, but example is...
quite a difference.
I was just looking back here with the Lord laid on your heart. I was writing it down when you put evangelize, and that it come easy to you. You have that ability to go up and talk to people. Not everybody has that, you know, where they'll just put themselves out. That mm-hmm. That's good. That really struck me there, you know, because... I'm being honest with you. That's something I struggle with, like just to be able to be bold to people. And that's good, Willie. That's good, evangelizing. Yeah.
I don't mean it to be boastful when I say that. It's just something that I don't think about. You know, some people can get behind a microphone and do a wonderful sermon. Some people can open their mouth and sing like an angel.
Right.
You know.
Different gifts.
Yeah, and, you know, it comes easy to them for... Me, that's the one thing I guess I can just talk.
it's good, though. It's good. That's your gift.
Go ahead. What do you think your vision for our people in the future is?
Meaning what? Like where we're heading or
just
what I'd like to see?
Laid in your heart, or what do you feel like for our people? Or does God lay anything in your heart that you feel, you know, just in general, our people, or just Christianity in a whole, you know?
Yeah. I don't want to say anything to get me in trouble or anybody else.
Don't.
But, no, I don't want to. But what I see for our people is there's a lot of people that I really believe is sincere, born-again Christians. And then there's a lot of people that's Christian by name. And I see that amongst our people because I think one of our major flaws, a curse, whatever you want to call it, is pride. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of pride in our people. And it was like this morning, Pastor Charlie started off his message, a sermon. It was Matthew 23. He had read this, "But he who is the greatest among you, he shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." That's called humility. Mm-hmm. And humility is, I think, one of the most overlooked attribute that Christianity today has. Jesus washed his servant's feet. And washing someone's feet is like the utmost of humility. And I think our people overlook that. I think what has happened is a lot of us have lost our identities. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is I believe that humbleness is a moral character. And morally, I think we're becoming more like the world, which has no morals. Mm-hmm. And we're losing sight of what we are. And what we are people that has basically no home. I mean, as a traveler community, we come from different parts, and our name, a traveler, we don't have a home, so we can't call ourselves one thing or another. We follow Jesus himself, who was a Roman nomad. I mean, he was born in one place, and he wandered up and down, and he showed humility and love. And that's what I think the traveler people need to concentrate is on Jesus' example, yes. Not on how much we've got and how wonderful our celebrity status that we think is, because we're all the same. And you look at most people, you go back three generations, and that's all it takes. We was living in caravans, tents. You know, I'm sorry, 150 years ago, there wasn't any apartments. There wasn't any houses or trailer parks. There was caravans. We did what we had to do to survive. If it was Ireland, Scotland, England, wherever. And I believe God was watching over us because we're still here today. You know, we travel hundreds of thousands, millions of miles. And think about it. Some people can't walk across the street without getting hit by a car. And we've traveled the world.
That's it.
So I see that. Where is travelers going? I believe the ones that really have Jesus in their heart is going to be going on. I think there's going to be some people that in the last days are going to be like, they might have to go through the tribulation. You know, there's the rapture and then the tribulation. And I got a feeling maybe there's going to be a few of us around to see the tribulation part. Yeah. That ain't going to be raptured, you know? So
it's a spirit that seems to be in the world too of the. And I think social media has a big, big impact on it because even all the country people, they can't even go eat a hamburger without posting it, you know?
Yeah, you see the people it doing is, it all and, the time yeah, everywhere you go.
And I've been guilty if it's a nice prime rib, post my crispy and cut, you know? But the whole thing is we need to keep focused on Jesus Christ and Christ alone. And it's hard in a world where we're bombarded day and night with TV, media, and that's what it's pounding in our brain. So what's our only defense? Prayer, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. And that'll, even in the with that bombarding us, it'll give us direction, I believe.
I want to go back a little bit and talk about humility. It's something that a lot of us are lacking. But the Bible does say to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. The Lord will lift you up in due season. We don't need to be lifting and exalting ourselves up. So I agree with you 100% with the humility and Jesus' example of being a servant and not wanting to be served. I agree with you 100%.
Do you have anything personal you'd like to share with us, Willie, as a testimony or whatever Lord lays on your heart?
I want to say to everybody that I'm very thankful that the Lord has blessed me with what he has. I have a wonderful wife. I have a wonderful family. I have three boys and 2.5 daughter-in-laws. My son's getting married in the fall to a very wonderful young girl.
I agree with you.
I got a wonderful grandson, and I got another one coming in a month or 6 weeks from now. And these are the blessings that God has given me. He's given me a healthy body. He has protected me from any kind of addictions, drugs, alcohol, smoking, anything like that. He's protected me from that. I never got addicted, so I consider that a protection. And I just, you know, thank God for a clear mind that, you know, I can receive his word and do my very best to serve him in the best way that I can.
Amen.
You know, evangelizing and spreading his gospel, you know, his message.
Well, that's what we're called to do. So
yeah, and I don't know if I could top that with anything else. I mean, that's my main things. Without those things, my family, you know, I had my mother and father and my brother and sister, and I got nieces and nephews and extended family members. You know, I got in-laws and friends. And like I said, that's the blessings that I think you can't put a price on. Health, like I said, you can't put a price on that. So that is all gifts that you can't buy. So God gives them to you. And so I'm just thankful for what the God's has given me, what the Lord Jesus has given me.
And he's blessed you with good kids, too. They're good boys. They're good kids.
Thank you.
And anyhow, anything else you want to add, Anna Mae?
Just really appreciate you coming on and doing this for us, and looking forward to see where our journey takes us, Willie.
I appreciate it, and I thank you for the time.
We're glad to have you, Willie. We enjoyed it. And with that, we're going to close. Anything else?
God bless.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.